Hello, this is Pastor Corey Ehrman. You're listening to my podcast. I hope it blesses, encourages, and inspires you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch you through this teaching. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless. Five things that the blood of Jesus does for you. The power of the blood of Jesus. The five things. Five is the number of grace. The five things that the blood of Jesus will do for you as a believer. Amen. Before we go to the communion table of the Lord, and as we take communion, I want you to engage your faith to receive and appropriate these five things I'm going to share with you about. Hallelujah. The first thing I want to tell you, that the blood of Jesus Christ is precious because of its cleansing power. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus is precious because of its cleansing power. Amen. The blood of Jesus cleanses. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 19. Amplified Classic Edition says, "You must know, recognize that you were redeemed, ransomed from the useless, fruitless way of living inherited by tradition from your forefathers, not with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but you were purchased with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a sacrificial lamb without blemish or spot." The precious blood of Christ. Say this after me. I have been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. The first thing that the power of the blood of Jesus does in your life is that the blood of Jesus Christ is precious because of its cleansing power. Amen. Now, what makes something precious? Obviously, gold and silver are compared, not really compared, but in a sense compared to the blood of Jesus, that we were not saved, cleansed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, because we consider those things to be precious. Something is precious because it's a rare commodity. Hunger makes food precious. When you're full, you don't really want to eat. Food's not really that important, but when you are hungry, you haven't eaten all day, you haven't eaten for days, food now becomes precious. If I offered you gold or silver, you wouldn't care. You would want food. Thirst makes water precious. If you've been in the desert for a week with no water, you could not care less if I gave you a Lamborghini. You would want water. Amen. Water becomes precious because you're thirsty. Now, the blood of Jesus becomes precious when you realize the problem of sin. Sin makes the blood of Jesus precious, because the only way to be cleansed of sin is the blood of Jesus. Amen. The Bible teaches that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. That's Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. Amen. As we just saw in the scripture in 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19, the Word of God teaches that the blood of Jesus Christ is precious. It's precious because of its redeeming power. We were not redeemed with silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. Amen. Redeemed means to be purchased. That means a price was paid for us to be set free. A price was paid, the penalty of our sin was paid. Amen. Not by silver or gold, but by the precious blood of Christ. In Acts chapter 20, verse 28, it says, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers." This is the Apostle Paul speaking to the Ephesian elders that he was putting in place because he was about to leave. He says, "Feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood." Feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. The blood of Jesus Christ is precious because of its cleansing power, because of its redeeming power. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 says, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin." The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. There's power in the blood because of its cleansing power. There's power in the blood because of its cleansing power. When something is stained, you want something powerful to cleanse it. And the only thing that can cleanse the stain of sin is the precious blood of Christ. There's power in the blood because of its cleansing power. The second thing you need to know about the power of the blood of Jesus is the blood of Jesus Christ is precious and powerful because of its pacifying power. Pacifying power. Everyone say pacifying power. What does that mean? Colossians 1:20 says, "And having made peace through the blood of his cross." Having made peace through the blood of his cross. By him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in the earth or things in heaven. So the blood of Jesus Christ makes peace. The blood of Jesus Christ makes peace. It has pacifying power. You look at the world, they want wars and more wars. War, war. That's the demonic way. The devil loves war and rumors of wars. Death, destruction, famines, that's his agenda. He tries to use his corrupted power to destroy, kill, steal, and destroy. Wars, more wars, and more wars. But the blood of Jesus Christ brings peace. It has pacifying power. While we were enemies of God in our sins, he has cleansed us by his blood, and he has made peace. We are at peace with God. God's not our enemy. We are at peace with God. God's not angry with us. He's not against us. He is for us. Come on, somebody. If God be for us, who can be against us? What can separate us from the love of God? Come on, somebody. We have peace with God. You need to understand. You have peace. God is not working against you. If you look at some Christians, you think like they're fighting with God. The only reason they're fighting with God is because they're trying to do their own thing. But if you will just yield and surrender to the will of God, you will walk in perfect peace. Come on, somebody. We talked about having peace in your finances when you do things according to God's word. Peace in your life. You will have peace in your life because God is not against you. He's not at war with you. Hallelujah. So you'll have peace in the middle of the storm. He'll keep you in perfect peace if your mind is fixed on him. The peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your heart and your mind. You'll be in perfect peace because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So you need to plead and apply the blood of Jesus, the power of the blood of Jesus in your life. When storms trying to break out, when the enemy tries to come against you, you need to say, in the mighty name of Jesus, by the power of the blood of Jesus, I decree and declare peace. I plead the blood of Jesus over my family. I plead the blood of Jesus over this church. I plead the blood of Jesus over our nation. Hallelujah. Peace be still by the power of the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus has power because of its pacifying power. It makes peace. Hallelujah. We used to sing an old song saying, Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. You must know that the blood of Jesus is against every wicked force. Hallelujah. When war comes against you, spiritual war, the blood of Jesus protects you. The blood of Jesus is about you. Hallelujah. You've been marked by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And even as we go to the communion table of the Lord, think about this. When did this whole thing start? The Passover meal, right? The Passover, when God was bringing the children of Israel out of Egypt, out of slavery, out of bondage. Bible says he brought them out with silver and gold. There was not one sick or feeble among their tribes. He told them, get ready, you're coming out. He says, take for yourself every house a lamb. A lamb for every household. Roast it. Eat it. But take the blood when you kill that lamb and put it over the doorpost of the entrance of the house, the point of access. He said, for tonight the angel of death shall pass over the land of Egypt. And wherever there is blood, when he sees the blood, he will pass by. He will not come in. He will not enter in. But when he does not see blood, he will come in and the firstborn will be struck dead. And Pharaoh's firstborn was struck dead. Pharaoh, who called himself God, was powerless to protect his own firstborn. So Passover, God passed over. Death passed over, could not come in because of the power of the blood of Jesus, because they had peace. While there was turmoil and chaos in all the houses that were struck by death, God's people were at peace, ready to leave in the morning, in peace. Come on, somebody. Amen. The blood of Christ pacifies, first and foremost, the law that was broken. We all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. Through the blood of Jesus' cross, God has made peace, reconciling all things to himself. God did it. God did it. Secondly, the blood of Christ pacifies the guilty conscience. So not only peace on the outside, but peace on the inside. You need peace, not just outside. You need peace on the inside. Why is it that a lot of Christians don't have any peace on the inside? Because they have a guilty conscience. Their conscience bothers them. They feel guilty. But you need to know that the blood of Jesus is precious because of its pacifying power. It pacifies not only the broken law, but also a guilty conscience. It cleanses you of all guilt, every stain, every shame. Amen. The third thing you need to know about the power of the blood of Jesus: the blood of Jesus Christ is precious and powerful because of its reconciling power. Reconciling power. Not only cleansing power, not only pacifying power, but reconciling power. Ephesians 2:13 says, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made near by the blood of Christ." Amen. You didn't do it. He did it. He made you near by his blood. Hallelujah. You were far off, but now you're made near. You've been reconciled to God. Your relationship with God was reconciled by the blood of Jesus. Those that were far off are now near, reconciled to God. The blood of Jesus Christ is precious because of its reconciling power. It has power to reconcile. Hallelujah. The fourth thing you need to know about the blood of Jesus Christ is that the blood of Jesus Christ is precious because of its emboldening power. Emboldening power. Look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. "Having therefore, brethren, boldness..." Someone say boldness. "Boldness to enter into the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus." Now you have boldness to enter. What does the Holy of Holies represent? The presence of God, the glory of God. The glory of God under the Old Testament was hidden away. It was shut up in a place called the Holy of Holies, where the glory of God was. What is the glory of God? It's an intensity. It's the highest intensity of the presence of God, the anointing of God you can experience on earth. That's why when the glory of God filled the tabernacle, Moses could not even enter in. When the glory of God filled the temple, the Bible says the priest could not even stand to function and minister by the reason of the cloud that filled the temple. The glory of God, it was so thick, because the word for glory is the word kavod in the Hebrew, which means weight. The glory of God is God's weighty presence. It is so weighty. That's why when people fall out under the power of God, they're sometimes stuck to the floor many, many times. They say, "I can't get up. Feels like an elephant is sitting on me." Something bigger than an elephant is sitting on you right now. The glory of God is on you. Hallelujah. I've had people come to the meetings with every intention to leave in about 15 minutes. They could not get up and leave from the seat. They told me, "I was stuck to my seat for 3 hours. I couldn't even leave. I was trying to leave and I was stuck to my seat for 3 hours. And when you gave the altar call, all of a sudden something pushed me out of my seat. I found myself in the front row getting saved." Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. How many of you have been in that situation? "I've fallen and I can't get up." Power of God. We're talking about power of God. We're talking about the power of Almighty God coming upon his people. That's why I don't like it. you know, to call it being slain in the spirit like some charismatics do. Ananias and Sapphira were slain in the spirit. I call it falling under the power of God. And the power of God comes on you. You fall like dead men. And the Bible is full of stories of people that when the power of God came upon them, they fell like dead men. John said, I fell like a dead man at his feet. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. I was wrapped and caught up in the spirit. And I heard a voice from behind me like the voice of many trumpets. Sound of many waters. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He goes, I trembled and fell like a dead man at his feet. Oh, yeah. You have an encounter with the glory of God, and Jesus walks into your room in his full glory, his face shining as the noonday sun. Something's going to happen. The feeble body cannot handle the power of God. That's why we're going to have glorified bodies when we get to heaven. Otherwise, we will not be able to live in the glory of God. I mean, it's just one drop here, and you think you're done. Imagine going to heaven and just be completely surrounded by the fullness of the intensity of the glory of God. You just get one drop here. Just one drop, and you're done. Your physical body, one pop, drop, and you're done. These bodies are feeble. Imagine going out here to I-95 and there's a Mack truck coming at you. And 80 miles an hour, you get hit by the Mack truck. Something's going to happen to your physical body. Something's going to give way. I can guarantee you the Mack truck is not going to bounce off of you. You're going to bounce off of the Mack truck. And we're talking about the power of God, not even a Mack truck. I'm talking about a Holy Ghost Mack truck coming. The power of God. The power of God. Hallelujah. The glory of God. We have boldness to come into the Holy of Holies and just get a drop. Hallelujah. And the and the more intense the glory of God gets, I mean, I've been in services where the glory of God was so intense, people couldn't even move, they couldn't even speak. I was afraid to even open my mouth and say anything. I was sharing with the students an encounter I had many, many years ago in the early days of my ministry. Was when I was in the mission field, I was in a time of morning prayer. I had been praying probably about 3 or 4 hours in tongues, and I was worshiping, and all of a sudden I felt, this was in Turkey, the glory of God came into my little tiny studio apartment, one living room, just one room. He came in, and I'm telling you right now, I got on my face and I hid under the desk. I'd never had anything like that. I mean, the fear of God was so strong in the room. I crawled under the desk and got on my face. I was afraid to get out from under the desk, lift my face, because I just was so struck by the fear of God. The glory of God came in. I mean, I was struck by a reverential feel. I didn't even want to move. I was on my face for an hour. I didn't want to breathe, but I needed to breathe. I mean, that's an encounter that will change your life. When you come into that place, the secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah. So we have boldness. I did not die that day, thank God. Under the Old Testament, I would have died. But thank God that we're under the New Testament, and the blood of Jesus Christ gives us an emboldening power. Hallelujah. You don't come in your own name. You don't come by your own ability. You don't come by your own righteousness. Doesn't matter how many good works you've done, how good of a person you are, and whatever you think you've done that's so moral and worthy of admiration, you can only come to the presence of God, to the Holy of Holies, and to the glory of God by the blood of Jesus. Thank God for the blood of Jesus, because the blood of Jesus has appeased God's wrath. Under the Old Testament, people who were unauthorized to come into the Holy of Holies were struck dead. A man reached out and touched the Ark of the Covenant and he fell dead. But thank God today we can come and make contact with the presence and the glory of God because of the blood of Jesus. Isn't it wonderful that you can have an intimate relationship with God? You can literally enter into the very precious presence of God and have an encounter with Him, have a relationship with Him because of the blood of Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, I believe that's worthy of just giving thanks to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your precious blood. Thank you, Jesus, for your precious blood. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 says, "Let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace." See, it's not the throne of judgment. Because of the blood of Jesus, it's the throne of grace, because He sprinkled His blood 7 times on that mercy seat, and the judgment seat became a mercy seat because mercy triumphs over judgment. Praise God for the precious blood of Jesus. "Let us stand fearlessly and confidently and boldly. Draw near." Draw near. Isn't that what James says? Draw near to God and He will draw near to you. The precious blood of Jesus Christ gives us the power, the emboldening power, to draw near to the throne of grace, the throne of God's unmerited favor, that we may receive mercy for our failures and find grace to help in good time for every need, appropriate help and well-timed help, coming just when we need it. I like that. You think you might need some grace, just when you need it, He'll show up. You think you might need some favor, oh, just when you need it. Well-timed help is on the way. Well-timed help is on the way, and you can come boldly to the throne of grace to receive well-timed help for your time of need. Hallelujah. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is precious because of its emboldening power. Gives us boldness to come into the presence of God without fear of being struck dead. Even though I did feel like I was gonna die when the fear of God came, I didn't die, thank God. And it was because of the blood. It was because of the blood of Jesus. The fifth thing you need to know about the blood of Jesus Christ, 5 is the number of grace. The blood of Jesus Christ is precious because of its overcoming power. Overcoming power. You have the power to overcome by the blood of Jesus. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11 says, "And they overcame Him," that's the enemy, Satan. That's talking about the devil. Amen. "By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death." Come on, say this after me. I will overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. What does that mean? Every word you speak out of your mouth must be victory. Do not speak defeat. Don't speak sickness, disease, depression, lack, poverty. Speak faith. Speak victory. Speak provision. Speak protection. Hallelujah. Speak deliverance. Glory to God. Speak health and healing, blessing and prosperity and provision over your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the word of God has power. And the blood of Jesus backs up the word of God. You will overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb. Death will just pass over you, but will not be able to enter in. Sickness and disease will just pass over you, will not be able to enter in. Poverty, lack, and fear will just pass over you, will not be able to enter in. Depression will just pass over you, will not be able to take a hold of you. Infirmity will just pass over you, will not be able to take a hold of you. Come on, somebody. Fear will just pass over you, will not be able to take a hold of you. The blood of Jesus gives us overcoming power. Jesus says, "Those who endure to the end shall be saved," and they will overcome. Hallelujah. You are made more than a conqueror. You shall overcome. This is the year you will overcome. 2024. Hallelujah. You will overcome. You will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. You must know it. You must believe it. You are an overcomer. Victory belongs to you. Jesus has triumphed over the enemy, making a spectacle of him, and He has given us the victory. He says, "I won the victory. The battle belongs to the Lord, and I give you my victory." Just walk in it. You don't have to do it. Just walk in victory. Just walk in victory by the power of the blood of the Lamb and by the power of the word of your testimony. You will overcome. You will overcome. The blood of Jesus gives you the power. Hallelujah. It has power to cleanse. Hallelujah. It has power to pacify. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It has power to pacify. It has power to reconcile. Glory to God. If you need any relationships reconciled, plead the blood of Jesus over it. I say, I send the power of the blood of Jesus over this relationship. I speak reconciliation. Watch and see how God will begin to move. The blood of Jesus has power to embolden you. And the blood of Jesus has power, overcoming power. You will overcome by the precious blood of the Lamb.
Thank you for tuning into my podcast. I hope that you have been blessed. I would like for you to consider two things. Number one, subscribe to our show to receive notifications of our new podcasts. Number two, support our ministry of reaching the nations with revival by clicking on the link in the description or visiting our website, riverwpv.com. Thank you for tuning in. Look forward to you joining our next podcast. God bless you.